Hi, my name is Claire Hunter, and this is an installment of Friendship in Verse. I'm going to be reading two poems, both entitled The Fish. The first is by Marian Moore, and the second poem is by Elizabeth Bishop. The Fish by Marian Moore. Wade through black jade, of the crow blue mussel shells, one keeps adjusting the ash heaps, opening and shutting itself like an injured fan. The barnacles which encrust the side of the wave cannot hide there, for the submerged shafts of the sun, split like spun glass, move themselves with spotlight swiftness into the crevices, in and out, illuminating the turquoise sea of bodies. The water drives a wedge of iron throughout the iron edge of the cliff, where upon the stars, pink rice grains, ink-bespattered jellyfish, crabs like green lilies, and submarine toadstools slide each on the other. All external marks of abuse are present on this decadent edifice. All the physical features of accident, lack of cornice, dynamite grooves, burns, and hatchet strokes. These things stand out on it. The chasm side is dead. Repeated evidence, ahs, prove that it can live on what cannot revive its youth. The sea grows old in it. The Fish by Elizabeth Bishop. I caught a tremendous fish and held him beside the boat half out of water with my hook fast in the corner of its mouth. He didn't fight. He hadn't fought at all. He hung with a grunting weight, battered and venerable and homely. Here and there, his brown skin hung in strips like ancient wallpaper, and its pattern of darkened brown was like wallpaper. Shapes like full-blown roses, stained and lost through age. He was bespeckled in barnacles, fine rosettes of lime, and infested with tiny white sea lice, and underneath two or three rags of green weed hung ground. While his gills were breathing in the terrible oxygen, the frightening gills, fresh and crisp with blood that cut so badly, I thought of the coarse white flesh packed in like feathers, the big bones and the little bones, the dramatic reds and blacks of his shiny entrails, and the pink swim bladder like a big peony. I looked into his eyes, which were far larger than mine, but shallower and yellowed. The irises backed and packed with tarnished tinfoil seen through the lenses of old, scratched ensign glass. They shifted a little, but did not return to my scare. It was more like the tipping of an object toward light. I admired his sullen face, the mechanism of his jaw, and then I saw that from his lower lip, if you could call it a lip, grim, wet, and weapon-like, hung five old pieces of fish line, or four and a wire leader with the swivel still attached, with all of their big five hooks grown firmly in his mouth, a green line frayed at the end where he broke it, two heavier lines, and a fine black thread, still crimped from the strain and snap, when it broke and he got away. Like metals with their ribbons frayed and wavering, a five-haired beard of wisdom trailing from his aching jaw. I stared and stared, and victory filled up the little rented boat, from a pool of blige where oil had spread like a rainbow, around the rusted engine to a baler rusted orange, the sun cracked thwarts, the oarlocks on their strings, the gunnels, until everything was a rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. And I let the fish go.